What we most often hear is bad news about our teens. That alters what we know is true. Most Alaska teenagers are doing positive things. They're volunteers, role models, and much more. Spirit of Youth tells these stories.
17-year-old Kayla Drum is a high school student in Yakutat who's getting a great head start on her desired career. She wants to be a marine biologist someday, so the last 3 years working as a natural resources student intern for the city of Yakutat has been great. Kayla's gone way beyond the original scope of the job, from collecting and cataloging marine debris to measuring beach erosion to helping educate other kids about resources and restoration. Kayla's taken every task she's been given and exceeded expectations. One example of that is how she turned the experience of helping out on a research vessel into a bigger project to benefit local people.
I'm currently writing a book about the fishes of Yakutat. We documented close to 80 different species of fish, and I got to learn how to identify most of them. And on days we'd be at the boat harbor at 4 o'clock in the morning and not get done working until 5 at night, it was definitely worth it.
Kayla says the book's working title is The Fishes of Yakutat.
There's nothing like this for Yakutat, and we have all these little oddball species and all sorts of different kinds of fish that the people here just don't know about, because we don't see them. They're like 3 inches long, and so people have no idea they're even out there, but they're super interesting. So I have also asked people around town, it's like, what have you seen here, and include those species.
Kayla says her interest in marine biology was born on the water, where each summer she subsistence fishes with her grandfather. Next year, Kayla will begin her marine biology coursework at UAS in Juneau. I'm Shanna Sheehy.
Do you know of a teenager making a difference where you live? Take some time right now to nominate them for Spirit of Youth. Get more information at spiritofyouth.org.
Listen to this story again at spiritofyouth.org.